All right, what's going on, guys? It's your girl Liz. Been a minute since I recorded anything. This is my second one since the new year hit. We are going to talk about, let's see, what are we going to talk about? Let's jump on R. Kelly. Let's jump on R. Kelly. I want to know y'all thoughts and feelings on all of this bullshit that's going on. I feel he is completely out of order for everything. Although, I do find myself, which I'm guilty of, still, I don't listen to the music still, but I find myself humming it or just, you know, thinking of the lyrics. And then I see on Facebook, it's some people that still support him through it all. And he got tons, and I do mean tons, of supporters still, regardless of what's going on. I've seen a few videos where he had his birthday was not too long ago, and he was at a club and jamming, and the females that was in his face was just ridiculous. And I was tripping, like, I don't know if they don't believe the situation, or I don't know. I don't really know what to say on something like that. I think nobody should touch on nobody. I don't, for the life of me, understand. And it's not for me to understand, I guess, because that's not something that I'm into. Why or how anybody has, I'm going to call them immortal thoughts of someone younger than them. Whether it's a 30-year-old and a 15-year-old, or a 45-year-old and a fucking 6-year-old. That shit to me is just, it's not human at all. You know, it's not human. I definitely want to hear some thoughts and feedback on this situation. I find it, and then too, I want to know who all watched the docuseries too. I didn't realize that it was 6 parts to that shit. I thought it was only 4. So I think I must have missed 2 of them, or maybe I caught the tail end of some of them. But yeah, I think that's real messed up. I think all that's real messed up. I think, you know, he should get what he deserves, period. And that goes for anybody that do bullshit like that. And I know his wife, ex-wife, excuse me. And I'm going to say allegedly, because I don't, you know how far this cast will go. So I don't got time to be getting sued by nobody, because I don't got no fucking money for that shit. But anyway, his ex-wife, how she was bumping his music just last year. And then on TV this year, boo-hooing. I got some mixed feelings about that one. I got some mixed feelings about that. And then she spoke up too after this little Lifetime series on him. She spoke up because she was getting a lot of backlash on what I just mentioned, her bumping the music. And then now she was on TV crying and saying this and saying that. And I mean, I'm putting to you like this. My personal opinion is, and again, I'm not in her shoes. I don't know what she went through, but I'm putting to you like this. This is my personal opinion. If she went through what she said she went through, I ain't bumping your fucking music. I ain't snapping my fingers to it. I ain't twerking my hips. I ain't doing none of that. Period. I'ma speak my truth, and it's gonna be what it is. I'm not bumping none of your music. I'm not giving you no props on nothing. I'm not doing none of that. Period. So I got mixed feelings about just a little bit about her situation. not complete mixed feelings, because again, like I said, I wasn't there. I don't know what she went through. I don't know what none of them girls went through. And then the fact that he still got, this nigga still got, well, I think it's one or two females. Still, I'm trapped. I'll say trapped or mind controlled or whatever you want to call it. That is mind boggling. That's crazy. And I'll agree with, I don't know if any of y'all seen Master P. I agree with what he said too. Like how the, like I said, if any of y'all seen it, it was the one girl parents, and he was like pretty much saying how he would go to war for his. Well, he wasn't gonna be throwing no rocks up at no window saying, hey, I want to talk to you, this, that, and the other. And I feel him 100%. If you got word that your kid was in this building, by all means necessary, you need to get in that building. You should have known. The police would have been like, well, we can't go in this building without a warrant. Well, you can't, but I can. Whether I get arrested or not, at least I got a chance to see my child and know that she all right, whether she come back with us or not. So, I felt them on that. And I think P got some backlash on that shit, too, which I don't agree with that. Like, he's speaking what it is. Like, ain't nobody about to be throwing this ain't Junior Love. I ain't finna be tapping rocks at your window. Hey, I ain't about to be doing none of that. I'm trying to bust doors down and go see what the fuck it is. Period. So, yeah, I think that shit all over crazy. With, and I mean, it ain't just Kels. You know, it's Bill Cosby. It's Harvey Weinstein. Kevin Spacey. It's, you know, it's all of them. And I like Kevin Spacey. You know, he a good actor, but if you did some bullshit, you did some bullshit, you need to pay for it, period. It's called karma. And that's the, just because you an actor don't mean shit. That's for everybody in the world if you do bullshit. It's just how you choose to do the bullshit, and if you gonna keep up with the bullshit, then you gonna get that karma, period. Just because you high and mighty and you got a little bread don't mean you can't be touched, clearly. So that goes for all of them in the industry that be on that extra bullshit. I had watched the two Corys. And some of my listeners are my age. So y'all know who Corey Feldman and Corey Haim is. And some of y'all pretty young. So y'all might not know who they are. But that story, that was a real sad story. Of the two Corys, they did some acting back in the day. Silver Bullet, The Lost Boys, what else? The Goonies, not the scary one, but the treasure hunting bullshit one. They did a lot of movies, and they met, you know, they met by chance, the way the movie portrayed it, how they met and everything, and the lifestyle that they was going through, and then both of them wanted to be actors, and Corey Haim end up being molested by somebody in higher power when he was young too. The movie was excellent. I mean, the movie was real good. And check that movie out. You know, that was a real good movie for my listeners. Check that movie out. You can see that one and see what that's all about too. But that, you know, that just reflects back to now, it's been happening. Everything that everybody coming out with now has been happening, period. And then you don't just have to be in the limelight for that shit to have happened. It's been happening. It's within everybody family, period. I don't care who you are or who you think you are. Somebody in your family is a pedophile. Somebody in your family like kids that's younger than them. Somebody in your family done touched on somebody. That's just the way it is. They got a fucked up imbalance that, in my opinion, and I'm not a doctor, that cannot be treated. Period. That's just my opinion. And I could be wrong, because like I said, once again, I'm not a doctor. But it's a lot of chemical imbalance that's all the way fucked up in your head if you think a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old turns you on and you way above the age limit. I don't dig shit like that. But it's been going on before we was born. You know what I mean? Like, look at the other countries where motherfuckers is, my bad, looking at my phone, y'all. Where they fix weddings. You know what I mean? You, the day you born and when you get a certain age, you get married. Or, you know, the mail order bride, all that bullshit. All of that, none of that is right, period. I don't condone none of that. I don't agree with none of that. Everybody got a right. You shouldn't have to be forced to be married at a certain age, or your virginity took at a certain age, or you being touched on by somebody you trusted and you don't know what to do, you lost, you hurt, and you feel like nobody don't believe. You know, shouldn't nobody have to go through that? That shit is just sickening, period. Period. So, for my listeners, anybody ever been through anything like that, you in my heart and prayers, let you know that it will be all right. As time go on, one day at a time, you know, you gradually, never get over it, but you gradually heal from it somewhat. You know, and then if you feel like you're not healing from it, get help, because you wouldn't want that hurt that you've been through with that person or whatever the case may be to linger on you for the rest of your life, and then you know you all screwed up, or you super angry and you don't know why, and that may be the reason why, but you don't know it yet, and you take it out on the wrong person. You know, just know, shit, God on your side, and you in my heart, you in my mind, my prayers. So, but yeah, all these motherfuckers out here, the world is just bananas, man. The world is just bananas, and I be so scared for Via, that's the little 4-year-old that I got, excuse me, drinking water. You know, cause you can't be trusting of people and have people, any old body watching your kids. And I mean, the world is just so damn wicked. Let's talk about, and again, that was just a little bit on the Kale situation and the movies and the industry, the entertainment industry, period, you know. And hopefully my listeners will give me some feedback on that. Tell me what you think. But let's get on, hopefully, I think majority of my listeners are from here, the Mill. We're going to talk about that one case that Jamie Kloss, I think it is. She was missing for like 3 months. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say this. God forgive me if I was wrong. But first, I'm going to say this. This was my first overall feeling. Because it just didn't sit right with me at first. She had something to do with her parents being killed. Now, like I said, if I'm wrong, God forgive me. But you know, typically, and that's for me, watching that damn ID channel, they do stuff like that. I done seen a lot of cases where they do shit like that. You know, because they parents said no to this boyfriend, or because things ain't going whatever way they wanted to go, they murk them off. They pop them off, or they have somebody pop them off. And then they run off with the person. Well, anyway, this girl had been missing for 3 months, and both her mama and her daddy dead and shit. Which is fucked up, by the way. God rest they soul. That shit is all the way fucked up, but she finally was found. And this is how she was found. I guess she seen somebody walking a dog, and she ran out there and asked for help. And anybody been following it, y'all seen the guy that supposedly, I'm going to say allegedly, took her and killed her parents and whatnot. He looked like, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer era, for those that know who that is. Got on those up-to-date rapist glasses. He don't quite got on the 80s rapist glasses like Jeffrey Dahmer had on, but he damn near there. She 13, he 21. I was just trying to figure out, and again, I'm going to keep recapping and saying, God forgive me if I'm wrong, but I was just trying to figure out of all this time, how is it that she just now was able to see somebody walking a dog, and they wasn't even that far. And that's the fucked up thing, y'all. They wasn't even that far from the town where it originally happened. She was found in, like, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was the Dodge County, something like that. And where the incident happened was in Barron County. And they wasn't too far. So I just was trying to play in my mind, like, how is it that nobody all that time walked past and now somebody did? Like, did he have you hemmed up in the basement, or, you know, how did all that come about? I had to follow the story more to get more of the information and see what the fuck that's all about. But tell me y'all thoughts on that one, too. Tell me what y'all think on that shit, because that shit was crazy to me. I don't know. Just seemed a little funny. But again, like I said, I was just having this conversation up at the corner store where I be chit-chatting, running my mouth. All the time he about to be facing, if she really had something to do with it, he probably gonna tell on her. 9 times out of 10, he gonna tell. Because I'm sure he facing kidnapping, 2 intentional homicide charges, probably rape. Of course he's gonna be a sex offender, sleeping with some, or, well, raping somebody underage. So, we'll see how that plays out. But overall, if I'm wrong, God forgive me, it ain't right, period. Period. That goes right back into the same thing that's going on in the entertainment world. The world is just so, so, so sick. You got to be so mindful and so careful out here. Not just with your kids, but with yourself too. It's just, the world is just ridiculous. It's hurtful. So everybody just be on guard. Watch your back. Watch your kids, especially. Especially with the human trafficking bullshit that we got going on nowadays. And the organ steals and all of that shit. Like, just be extra, extra fucking careful. Extra careful. So let me get some feedback on that. Tell me what y'all think. Let's see. What's something else we could talk about? We can hop up off of that. I know I ain't been on here. Been slacking a little bit. I was real irritated today. Well, first off, my weekend started off all right. Started off all right till I got a phone call Saturday from my job. Said one of my tenants passed away. It's like, damn, that's real fucked up, you know. So I get to work. No, let me backtrack, folks. Let me backtrack. I had a free night at the hotel at Potty. So me and my girl, we stay there. We chilling. We played a little bingo. They ain't let me win shit. No bastards. But we still had fun. You know, after that, we was in the hotel room eating like fat rats. And then it was time to get up and go to work. As usual. You know, get up and go to work. And you know, you in the corporate world or you in whatever type world, you know Mondays can be harsh. So, you know, I get to work and I'm my day going smooth at first. Now, mind y'all, I get to work at 6. So, my tenants, they be up, but they don't, well, they just now starting to come bother me at 6 and shit, which is ridiculous because I figure I get there at 6, then maybe I can get something done. I don't really unlock my door until 7, you know. But I done had motherfuckers waiting on me when I got there. I ain't even clock in yet. But anyway, so my Monday was going smooth. Until I went to post my hours up. I post my hours up on my front hallway door, my other door, and then I go over to the other building and I post the hours up. And then I got a tenant that was like, I know, well, since we had a passing, I should be next for that one bedroom. And I just looked at her like, anybody know me know what my face look like right now. What the fuck? It's 8 o'clock in the morning. You out your motherfucking mind? Like, for real? That's the first thing on your mind? This woman ain't even been dead a week. She just died. She either died Thursday night or Friday. One of the two, because I got the call on Saturday. She ain't even in the ground yet. And you worried about her unit? So, you know, I sort of brushed it off and I was like, I had to talk to you about that later. You know, like, that's not the first thing. It shouldn't be the first thing on her mind, seeing as how she's supposed to be a sister. But, hey, who the fuck am I? So, you know, that did piss me off a little bit. Because I was a little shocked at you even coming at me like that. That's the first thing on your mind. And Judy ain't even been dead a week. You know, I felt that was real disrespectful and out of order, period. And can't nobody stop me from feeling the way I feel. So anyway, which leads me to this. I end up getting into it with Maureen. Maureen is our service coordinator, and she is a person that, like, she helps the tenants if they need family care or rides for transit, or, you know, health care, you know, stuff like that. If they depressed and they need a social worker, and so that's what she is, right? What she also is a motherfucker that can't stay in her lane. Let's just throw that in there. So she get in about 9. So she get in and I was on the phone. When I got off the phone, we chopping it up for just a second. Talking about, you know, have you heard about Judy? And she was like, yeah, you know. And then I proceeded to say how the sister came at me as far as the unit. Now, mind you, these people, like I said, Judy just passed away either Thursday or Friday. They don't got that, like, and I had just talked to Judy, so I know she told me that she don't talk to none of her. She got like 6 kids. She don't talk to none of them but one. And she's damn near wheelchair bound. So these folks ain't even got their mama shit about this place or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, she nothing. So I tell her, like, what a sister said to me. She jumped all on her side. Well, you have to understand, she's been waiting. I said, I don't got to understand shit. And anybody that know me know I flew off the handle. So me and her kind of yelling back and forth, you know, a little bit. Then we settled down. The thing is, now, mind you, I have respect for my elders. But you're not going to talk to me any old kind of way. I'm not your kid. I got one mama and one daddy. So, with that being said, you're not going to disrespect me. If I don't disrespect you, you're not going to disrespect me. So, it happened so quick. I can't tell you everything I said to her. I just know that she was more so on the sister side than anything. And at that point, I didn't give a fuck. And I told her, I don't give a fuck. Period. I don't care who like it and who don't. I'm not saying that, like, I really truly don't give a fuck. At that point in time, I didn't give a fuck. Because you don't come at me first thing in the morning jumping down about a fucking unit when you should have been asking me had I heard anything about funeral arrangements. You know what I'm saying? That's what you should have been asking me, but you asked me about a motherfucking apartment. This is the killing part, y'all. I just told her when we had her recertification last week. I believe we had it Thursday. I had to look back at my calendar, but I believe we had it Thursday. I just told her she was next up. for a unit, but we didn't have no units available in the building that they in. So of course you had to wait, you know. Nobody planned on Judy passing away, but I told her she was next up. So I just told you this. So why would you even ask me again this morning? So anyway, back to Maureen. We, you know, we had a few words or whatever and left it at that. So I blew my steam off. I walked around the building, smoked me a cigarette, chilled on out. And then I got word from Lisa, the housekeeper, that Maureen might tell John. John is, and I know y'all don't know these folks, John is the president, CEO of the convent. And the way Lisa was saying it, I'm looking at her like, I don't know what the fuck you saying to me. Well, just heads up. This is what Lisa said. Heads up. Maureen might go to John. I said, okay, and about what? You know, I guess you and her had bumped heads again. I said, yeah. And she was like, and the F-bomb was used. Now, you know, black people don't say F-bomb. We say what the fuck it is. Fuck. I said, yeah, and probably, shit, I don't know. And she was like, so she might go to John about that. You want to know what I said to her? I'm pretty sure y'all can guess. I don't give a fuck. I said, I don't give a fuck if she go to John. I truly look at my face. I don't give a fuck. I really don't. I said, Maureen has, and mind you, my manager, one of my managers, because I got an executive director, and then I got Christine, which is another manager. She was in the office when Maureen came in there snapping on me and her about another one of my tenants. So they know how she tends to blow up. But anyway, I said, she not going to keep blowing up at me, talking to me crazy like I'm one of her kids and thinking everything going to be copacetic. That's not how Lindsay operate. Sorry. And she want to go tell John, I don't give a flying fuck. I really don't. I said, I could feel the way I want to motherfucking feel. And if I feel like sister was out of order for coming at me at 8 o'clock in the motherfucking morning about a unit, then she was out of order. And that's how I feel, period. I don't care how long she been waiting for the unit. That's not my fucking problem. It is, but it's not. And what I mean by that is, whatever company was there before us, which was Cardinal, whatever they promised all these people, y'all not even giving the new company a chance to get their foot in the door and get it wet and figure out what the fuck going on before y'all come rushing down somebody's throat. So, yeah, I felt a certain type of way. And it is what it is, period. So, I don't give a fuck about that shit. Like I said, I'm standing on what I said. She was out of order, period. Don't come at me about no motherfucking unit. And this woman just passed away. Ask me when the funeral arrangements is. Ask me had I talked to her daughter. You supposed to be a fucking nun? Yeah, alright. So anyway, that's how my Monday went. And of course, you know, tenants after tenants coming in. You know how it go. But overall, tomorrow I'm going to go in there and be my jolly old self. Like, ain't nothing bothering me. And if somebody want to have a meeting with me, that's just fine and dandy. Because I don't give a fuck. Period. So, you know how you have your jobs and they frustrate you, or it be the people that frustrate you. You just gotta blow your steam off and move around. That's how you gotta handle it. I had to learn that shit. Because I remember when I worked at Toyota. Woo! Lord. It was a lot of times I couldn't blow my steam off there. Not at all. That place just made you fucking bananas. So anyway, enough of that bullshit. We are going to have a guest on here, my next podcast. I don't know exactly who it's going to be yet, but we definitely going to have another guest. I appreciated my last guest, although I was told it was dry. Yes, it was dry. So we got to fix that. I don't want them to be dry. I don't want to bore y'all at all. I want to talk about some shit that everyday life, what's going on. Shit, I can get some feedback on. Tell me what y'all think. So, yeah. We're going to have a guest next time. I'll figure out who that guest will be. It'll probably be on the weekend when we are both free so that there won't be any interruptions, because I refuse to do a cast and we both got to work the next day. So I figured I'd do this cast while the house was empty and I had a little peace and quiet to just shoot a few things that was on my mind, what was flying around my bird lately. So it ain't gonna be too long where I'm gonna bore y'all today. But I did want to hop on here because I haven't been on here since the first of the new year. So get on here and just spill a little bit, see how everybody doing, how y'all new year going. Send me some feedback on that. Let me know what's new, how y'all feeling, what y'all doing new, what's some goals this year. So until then, guys, I am going to end this. A bitch is hungry. I got to find me something to eat. I think I want some cousins. Oh, anyway. So, hit me up, guys. Let me know what you think about my couple topics. Send me some feedback. It's easy to send feedback. Go ahead and send it. You send feedback, I'll hop right back on here, whether it's today or tomorrow, and answer back and get it going like that. So until then, girl Liz is about to hop off, find something to eat, chill out for the rest of the night, and get ready for the rest of the motherfucking work week. So I'll talk to my dedicated listeners later. I appreciate each and every one of you that do take the time out to listen to me for my long and boring stories. So I want to show much appreciation on that. And again, I haven't forgot about the trivia. I will be shooting that out, so don't forget about that. But I appreciate each and every one of my listeners that take the time out to listen to me. And if you got a topic that you want to discuss or you want me to discuss, just send it back on the feedback and I will bring the topic up and just ramble on with that one. Alright guys, y'all have a safe and blessed night. Don't forget to say y'all prayers. Thank God for waking y'all up every day. And love me to hate ya. I'm out.